Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that there is great division even within the Republican Party on the question of impeachment. It's not now, of course, impeachment directed at President Trump. This is impeachment directed at President Biden. Yeah, he's too old, and 73% of the American people think he is too old to be president, but that goes to the question about re-electing him for another term, trying in the last months of his current term to drive him out of office. Even people who think this is an appropriate step recognize that the Republicans cannot win on this in the Senate. There is no chance that Biden will actually be forced to give up his office before the election of 2024. And he might not even be a candidate in 2024. In any event, the point is, why would Republicans want to hand Joe Biden an easy victory? And that's what the impeachment is. It's part of why the impeachment backfired so badly when they tried to impeach Donald Trump the first time on the Ukraine issue. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. There's also a breaking news that helps to indicate why this impeachment issue could be so damaging. Mitt Romney has made an announcement. He did an announcement by releasing a video on the web. And that Mitt Romney video includes a dramatic announcement. Here is what Mitt Romney had to say. This is a clip 14A.
I've spent my last 25 years in public service of one kind or another. At the end of another term, I'd be in my mid-80s. Frankly, it's time for a new generation of leaders. They're the ones that need to make the decisions that will shape the world they will be living in. Now, we face critical challenges: mounting national debt, climate change, and the ambitious authoritarians of Russia and China. Neither President Biden nor former President Trump are leading their party to confront those issues. On deficits and debt, both men refuse to address entitlements, even though they know that this represents two-thirds of federal spending. Donald Trump calls global warming a hoax, and President Biden offers feel-good solutions that make no difference to the global climate. On China, President Biden underinvests in the military, and President Trump underinvests in our alliances. Political motivations too often impede the solutions that these challenges demand. The next generation of leaders must take America to the next stage of global leadership.
That's basically part of the dramatic announcement, which came toward the end of his video piece. Listen, this is clip 14B.
While I'm not running for re-election, I'm not retiring from the fight. I'll be your United States Senator until January of 2025. I will keep working on these and other issues, and I'll advance our state's numerous priorities. I look forward to working with you and with folks across our state and nation in that endeavor. It really is a profound honor to serve Utah and the country, and I thank you for giving me the opportunity to do so.
That was Mitt Romney with a video announcement released today. He will not be running for re-election. He is up, leaving a wide-open fight, by the way, in the state of Utah for who the next senator will be. It will almost surely be a Republican. It is a heavily Republican state that carried easily for President Trump last time. We will see who comes in to take the Senate seat. I was about to use the phrase replace Mitt Romney, but I honestly believe that Mitt Romney is one of those people in politics who is irreplaceable. We certainly need some replacement in leadership. There's news today on the economy that is terrible, having to do with the number of children living in poverty doubling, the median income going down. We kept hearing all about the wonders of Bidenomics. Well, if so, why do we have this kind of negative news that comes out today? We will talk about that with Peter Coy, economic analyst and columnist, who says that part of the problem here is that we measure poverty all wrong. There is no definitive measure that we use that actually shows how people are doing. We will get to that. We will get to the embarrassment of one of the leaders of the conservative faction in the House of Representatives, Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado, who was at a Denver theater for a performance of one of the timeless classics in the history of drama. It's one of Shakespeare's little-known pieces called Beetlejuice. I'm teasing about the Shakespeare stuff. In any event, she was thrown out of the theater. Why? We will get to that mystery coming up on the Michael Medved Show. And meanwhile, today, the idea of Kevin McCarthy using the promise to, the order to, that he delivered yesterday to go forward with an impeachment inquiry. One of the reasons for that was to be able to work with his fellow Republicans and go forward. Okay, we're going to have this impeachment inquiry, and now we have to go forward and help to avoid a government shutdown. But it turns out today that there is more of a insistence on the part of the Republican right wing in Congress that, yes, a shutdown is something we want to have. Shutdown plus impeachment, not a shutdown instead of impeachment. There is also a new book about super rich politicians and the nasty connection between political power in this country and personal wealth. It's written by Matt Lewis, conservative commentator. It's amusing. It's alarming, and it actually makes some radical suggestions. I'm not sure that they would work about what we can do to change that situation in the United States. There is also a state of emergency declared in the state of Georgia over what? Over runaway federal spending and inflation rates. That was a move by Brian Kemp. People are still talking about Brian Kemp, Kemp stepping in as a last-minute candidate for president. And remember that murderer who escaped in Pennsylvania? He got caught. Cavalcante, Danilo Cavalcante, Brazilian mass murderer, was wanted in Brazil for a separate murder, including the murder he committed in the U.S., he was apprehended, and we'll be speaking to a former FBI agent and criminal profiler and what these cases are like and how they matter to the United States. A terrible crime by a six-year-old. Yes, that's right. At recess for first grade. And what does the crime involve? It involves a game of cops and robbers. But meanwhile, the ongoing game that we are playing in the Congress of the United States also requires a certain level of attention. We will get to that, and the question placed by a law professor in a piece in The Hill, how can Jack Smith ever prove that Trump actually knew that he lost the 2020 election? And what's wrong with expressing his doubts about it if those doubts are sincere? We'll get to that issue and much, much more coming up on The Michael Medved Show.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Michael Medved.
People know me.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to MichaelMedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to MichaelMedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, despite the fact that the American people have lost faith in so many of our institutions, there's such a sense of cynicism and disillusionment and things don't work. I think the fact that they captured this fugitive, Danilo Cavalcante, he was also wearing an Eagles hoodie, when he was captured, which led the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, to joke about the Eagles hoodie. This is what the governor had to say about that. This is clip 13.
And then to the gentleman's question there in the suit, folks, whoever had their Eagles hoodie stolen, if you could let us know, I'll do my best to get you one of those new Kelly Green ones, okay?
Okay, again, for the Eagles, who are a beloved institution, at least in eastern Pennsylvania, I know they've got the Steelers in western Pennsylvania, but the fact that this scumbag was actually wearing an Eagles hoodie trying to disguise himself was certainly not the proudest day of that particular storied franchise. Meanwhile, the deputy commissioner of operations for the Pennsylvania State Police, whose name is Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens, he gave a press conference with these details of the capture of Danilo Cavalcante.
Shortly after 8 a.m., tactical teams converged on the area where the heat source was. They were able to move in very quietly. They had the element of surprise. Cavalcante did not realize he was surrounded until that had occurred. That did not stop him from trying to escape. He began to crawl through thick underbrush, taking his rifle with him as he went. One of the Customs and Border Control teams, BORTAC, had a dog with them. They released the dog. Some of our PSP CERT members were also there, had him surrounded. The dog subdued him, and team members from both of those teams immediately moved in. He continued to resist, but was forcibly taken into custody. No one was injured as a result of that. Excuse me. He did sustain a minor bite wound. We had medical personnel at the scene, and they took a look at that. Cavalcante was, as I said, taken into custody. He was transported to our Avondale station for further processing and interview, and he will ultimately be transferred to a state correctional institute where he will be housed and begin to serve his life sentence.
There's also been some reports that they are pursuing a civilian, an individual who assisted him in some aspects of his escape and of his fugitive status, and that's someone who obviously is facing very serious criminal consequences, legal consequences, including possible deportation coming up. The video posted on social media shows Cavalcante with a bloody face and wearing a gray Philadelphia Eagles hoodie after being taken in police custody. Police officers and dogs who participated in the manhunt were seen posing for photos around him. And that ran together with a headline about capturing Cavalcante, and there were criticism. There was criticism about the law enforcement personnel who actually posed with him after his capture. But Bivens, who is the deputy commissioner of operations, said those men and women worked amazingly hard. They're proud of their work. I'm not bothered at all that they took a photo of him in custody. Well, that's entirely appropriate and entirely true. He's been on the run in southeast Pennsylvania since August 31st, when he was filmed climbing out of the Chester County prison's exercise yard and onto the roof. It wasn't until an hour later that the prison realized he was missing, authorities said. During his time on the run, he was able to change his appearance with a fresh shave and new clothing. He also allegedly stole a van, which was later found abandoned, and a rifle from a local home's garage. Cavalcante's desperate run followed his sentencing to life in prison in August after he was convicted of fatally stabbing an ex-girlfriend in front of her children. in front of her children in 2021. He is also wanted for a 2017 murder in his home county, a home country of Brazil. Look, this is one of those people who seems to be, particularly given this escape, a very good argument for the death penalty. All of that, we are going to be speaking to a former FBI agent about how they handle situations like that. There is also a new controversy, and no, it doesn't involve any criminal behavior, at least not right now, over the Joe Biden case. The idea that is this the kind of thing that could actually help Joe Biden? There are observers who believe that it could, and that basically trying to pursue an impeachment where it is 100% certain that the Republicans will not prevail. I mean, the only difference would be, and somebody brought this up, if there's a canceled check somewhere from the Chinese government or for some very shady source, and the canceled check goes to Joe Biden personally, and he actually received that money. Okay, then you have a different situation, but nobody expects that at the moment. But Maggie Haberman, from the New York Times, who's covered the White House very carefully and closely under President Trump, she is speaking to Caitlin Collins on CNN with her idea, which I think has substance to it, that this could backfire on Republicans. This is clip five.
There's no evidence so far that ties Joe Biden to any of this, at least nothing that they have brought forward and that we have seen. Now, you know, they're suggesting that that could change if they move ahead. Something else that could change if they move ahead is this could benefit President Biden. This could end up having ramifications for Republicans if voters who don't really want to see these kinds of inquiries all the time feel like this is going too far. And I think what you heard from the congressman just now, what he was talking about real work that has to get done, that's what you're going to hear Democrats talk about over and over and over again.
And by the way, it's similar to the fact that I do think that some of the prosecution of President Trump, the four different prosecutions that have led to indictments, plus the additional prosecutions with E. Jean Carroll and Letitia James, all of that has backfired. Doesn't that create more sympathy for President Trump, and especially if he ends up getting not guilty, not guilty, not guilty? What you're handing Joe Biden in this situation is a virtual guarantee of getting a not guilty, get out of jail free card. We'll be right back with somebody who tried to get out of jail the wrong way.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcante was apprehended in Pennsylvania Wednesday morning.
He began to crawl through thick underbrush, taking his rifle with him. They released the dog. The dog subdued him, and team members from both of those teams immediately moved in.
State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens says tactical teams used thermal tech overnight to locate him, waiting for daylight to make the arrest. Inflation is climbing, with recent data indicating a 3.7% increase in the Consumer Price Index. That That's up from 3.2% in July. The CPI is a comprehensive gauge of inflation, encompassing consumer prices for items ranging from groceries to fuel. The wife of Mexican drug cartel leader Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, Emma Coronel, is set to be released today from a U.S. prison. She pleaded guilty to drug trafficking and money laundering charges back in 2021. John Schaefer, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we've had on as a guest before one of the most distinguished public servants in the field of law enforcement. He is a former FBI agent and criminal profiler, most noted for the Unabomber case. James R. Fitzgerald joins us to discuss details about the capture of the escaped killer Cavalcante and the process of how it is that in going through a 30 square mile area, how you go about trying to find a guy like this. James Fitzgerald was involved in the Unabomber case. He has years of experience. He's also the author of a 3-book memoir series called A Journey to the Center of the Mind. And he does a true crime podcast called Cold Red. James Fitzgerald, it's a pleasure to welcome you back. Were you surprised that catching this murderer took as long as it did, a full 2 weeks?
Well, hi, Michael. And first of all, it's always good to be back on your show with your audience. Yeah, these cases are tough, especially if you're in a wooded area. I worked a few escapee cases over my 31-year career, but I also worked other cases like the Atlanta bomber, Eric Rudolph. Now, he wasn't a prison escapee, but he was identified after the Birmingham, Alabama abortion clinic bombing, which a police officer was killed, a nurse severely injured, and he went into the woods, his own neck of the woods back in western North Carolina. And I made 3 separate trips to that region as a profiler, helping our SWAT teams, our hostage rescue teams, go into those thick and dense woods in an attempt to locate him. And, of course, at the same time, we're talking to his family members, his friends. I'm helping them strategize, these interviews. So, and that took 5 years. And actually, it was a rookie police officer who eventually captured Rudolph dumpster diving behind some, you know, fast food restaurant at 4 a.m. So these cases, the one in New York State a few years ago took about, I think that was 3 weeks to capture those two guys. One was killed on the spot. One captured a couple days later, Dannemora, I believe, New York area. There was an escape in Alabama about 2 years ago where an escaped, a convicted murderer actually got friendly with the assistant warden, and she actually helped him break out. They made it all the way to Indiana. I forget exactly how far, but 1,000 miles or so. So it depends what kind of inside help you have. It depends what kind of outside help you have. It seemed like this guy didn't have inside help from the prison, except for the guard who was on his phone in the tower when the guy got out. But that was, you know, not necessarily planned. So he knew the woods a little bit. He knew how to get around. And if you're willing to sleep in sewer, you know, sewer pipes and trenches and live in the mud and the dirt, you know, you may get by for a few weeks. But law enforcement, to their credit, stuck with it, did everything right, and after just about 2 weeks, he's under arrest.
And one of the things that there were suggestions about in the news coverage of this is that there may be evidence that he had some assistance in this, that there was somebody involved with enabling his escape and his fugitive status. Have you heard anything about that?
Michael, only what I've read in the media, and of course that's going to be looked into. I believe his sister was identified, and whether they could prove she enabled him or assisted him or not, it sounds like she's in the process of being deported back to Brazil. So it didn't work too well for his sister there. And of course, they're going to look into other people, and they can get some kind of aiding and abetting charge or obstruction of justice, something like that. They will do that. Of course, they're checking phone records, and they're looking at all kinds of social media contacts. I'm not sure this guy ever had access to a cell phone. I know he stole a .22 rifle off someone who actually took a shot at him. Everything could have ended right there if the man hit him, but, you know, it didn't work out that way. But it was only about a day or so later, based on that information from that resident who took the shot, that in fact he was apprehended. So the investigation is ongoing here, probably within the prison, even other inmates who may have helped out in some ways, but certainly with people he may have known. And if probable cause exists to charge them, I have no doubt they will be charged.
Well, I know you cover this intensely on your podcast, Cold Red, but I do understand that some of the most up-to-date technology played a major role in this successful apprehension. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I'm always a little hesitant to give too much information out in a sort of an ongoing real-time manhunt as this, but I was pretty sure they were going to be using aircraft with heat-seeking, you know, apparatus on them that they can, you know, use that sort of technology to look for basically body heat. And even though it's relatively warm now in the southeastern Pennsylvania area, which, by the way, is my hometown, and I had a number of family and friends reaching out to me over the last few weeks. Hey, Fitz, how do I best protect myself? And, you know, and what do I do if I see this guy? And of course, I said, lock your doors, call the police, you know, keep your eye on your kids at least. But yeah, we were pretty sure they've been using this type of aircraft. If there was a cell phone, they can link to this guy. There's all kinds of ways of doing triangulation. And if they can work with the phone company in real time, you can almost have like a 100-foot by 100-foot, you know, area in which you could actually put the phone at that given time. And these aren't really secrets to the general public, but in case this guy was listening to Cold Red, we don't want to give him too much information, although it's pretty difficult to hide your body heat, even in temperatures that are only in the 60s or so. But if he's at 98.6, like most of us are, these heat heat signature technology, even from aircraft a few thousand feet in the air, can in fact pick up on that. I was also impressed, real quick, speaking of aircraft, I was wondering if they would reach out to any family members besides the sister who's in the process of being deported, and apparently she didn't want to cooperate, but they found his mother in Brazil and through the police there, and they obviously got a recorded plea from her, I'm sure in Portuguese, to her son, and they flew a helicopter around the area where they last suspected him, I'm sure the house where he broke in and got the rifle, and they were actually playing her statements to her son to please turn yourself in, don't hurt anyone else, you won't be hurt. And I'm not sure that worked or not. He didn't turn himself in. And even when the police showed up this morning, it looks like he still tried to run, and that's when the dog eventually got him. But
I was going to ask you about. With any of your apprehensions, did you use canines? Did you use canine resources?
Yeah, and that's what I was about to say, that, you know, we have up-to-date 21st century technology in some of the things the police were using, but we also had, you know, age-old technology, if you will, with the use of a dog. Yeah, my very first arrest as a police officer, I even made headlines the next day, way back in 1976. We were going through a department store where some guys broke in, and they weren't coming out. They were hiding somewhere. We set the dog on them. All of a sudden, they run out with their hands up and say, you know, call the dog back. Call the dog back. And I wasn't a canine officer. One of the senior officers was. And I learned then the value of these dogs. And, of course, there's cadaver dogs. There are drug-sniffing dogs. There are sort of fugitive hunting dogs. I have no doubt they took his bed sheets and any sort of clothing they may have had from him and made sure the dog could sniff that, you know, over the last few weeks, and they would put these dogs in the area, and they would try to lead the officers around, and eventually it all paid off.
Last quick question, Fitz. What kind of breed of dogs do they use most often?
It's usually been German Shepherds, but I believe some other breeds are being used and trained now, and the training they go through these dogs is amazing, and even the cadaver dogs, real quick, they have
Yeah, it's, again, it is amazing that even that age-old technology, as you put it, has developed modern complexities. James Fitzgerald, thanks for your background and perspective. We'll be right back. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
On the Michael Medved Show, there is a great deal of talk following and preceding Mitt Romney's withdrawal, and he never had said that he was going to run for re-election in the U.S. Senate, though it was widely expected that he would. He apparently enjoys being a senator, but as he said, he felt that he was simply too old for the job, and that even though he is significantly younger than Joe Biden, he's a tad younger than President Trump. And Mitt Romney not coming back to the U.S. Senate. And there continues to be a great deal of talk about the main vulnerability that Joe Biden has. There's a piece that was done today by David Ignatius in the Washington Post, and it's a powerful piece because it's somebody who is very much anti-Trump, very much pro-Biden, but is giving a plea and a fairly heartfelt plea to have Joe Biden withdraw from the race. And what David Ignatius writes, and he's been covering American politics for 40 years. He himself is a guy who's up there in his 70s. But what he says is, what I admire most about President Biden is that in a polarized nation, he has governed from the center out, as he promised in his victory speech. With an unexpectedly steady hand, he passed some of the most important domestic legislation in recent decades. In foreign policy, he managed the delicate balance of helping Ukraine fight Russia without getting America itself in a war. In sum, he has been a successful and effective president. But I don't think Biden and Vice President Harris should run for re-election. Amen to that. It's painful to say that, given my admiration for much of what they have accomplished, but if he and Harris campaign together in 2024, I think Biden risks undoing his greatest achievement, which was stopping Trump. Biden would carry two big fat liabilities into a 2024 campaign. He'd be 82 when he began a second term. According to a recent Associated Press NORC poll, 77% of the public, including 69% of Democrats, think he's too old to be effective for four more years. Biden's age isn't just a Fox News trope, says Ignatius. It's been the subject of dinner table conversations across America this summer. And then he writes that because of their concerns about Biden's age, voters would sensibly focus on his presumptive running mate, Harris. She's less popular than Biden, with a 39.5% approval rating, according to polling website 538. Harris has many laudable qualities, but the simple fact that she has failed to gain traction in the country or even within her own party. Biden could encourage a more open vice presidential selection process that could produce a stronger running mate. Now here, his ideas are a little bit nutty. He says there are many good alternatives, starting with now Mayor of Los Angeles and former Congresswoman Karen Bass, whom I wish Biden had chosen in the first place, or Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo. But breaking up the ticket would be a free-for-all that could alienate black women, a key constituency. Biden might end up more vulnerable. Biden has another chance to say no, to himself this time, by withdrawing from the 2024 race. It might not be in character for Biden, but it would be a wise choice for the country. And then this word from David Ignatius, and I think he speaks for literally tens of millions of people on the Democratic side, as he is, and on the Republican side, as I am. And he says, time is running out. In a month or so, the decision will be cast in stone. It will be too late for other Democrats, including Harris, to test themselves in primaries and see whether they have the stuff of presidential leadership. Right now, there's no clear alternative to Biden, no screamingly obvious replacement waiting in the wings. That might be the decider for Biden, that there's simply nobody else. But maybe he will trust in democracy to discover new leadership in the arena. I hope Biden has this conversation with himself about whether to run and that he levels with the country about it. It would focus the 2024 campaign. Who's the best person to offer an alternative to Donald Trump? That was a question when Biden decided to run in 2019. And it's still the essential test of a Democratic nominee today. Look, I think that's fair. I think that the Mitt Romney decision, which was announced today, the decision that he believes he considers himself too old, he thinks it's time to turn over to another generation, could very well help push Biden in the right direction. Here is Claire McCaskill, former U.S. Senator from Missouri. She's on NBC, and she's trying to suggest that Joe Biden could actually use his age to his advantage. I don't see how, but this is what Senator McCaskill had to say. Clip six.
Well, I think what you have to do is use whatever they're trying to get you on and turn it to your advantage. You know, Bernie Sanders is older than Joe Biden.
Right.
And so is Rupert Murdoch.
Right.
And so is Warren Buffett.
Right.
You know, I think an ad with those three
would
be a good start.
Yeah.
Wisdom, experience, steady hand, getting things done. What's wrong? What's the problem here? And they need to really turn that. And the same thing with Hunter Biden. I think the president needs to be, I think he's been reluctant to say what I think most Americans are longing for him to say, and that is, I'm disappointed my son had such poor judgment, but I still love him.
Okay, he's basically said that. And what are they going to do? Do an ad with other people who are Hunter Biden's age or who have his experience at drug addiction and wrongdoing of various kinds? Meanwhile, Joe Scarborough on MSNBC admitted that Democrats behind the scenes know that Biden is just too old. Clip 8.
Mika and I, everybody we talk to, every political discussion, all it talks a lot about Trump. But when it comes to Joe Biden, people say, man, he's too old to run, isn't he? I mean, he's not really going to run. When I say every discussion, I don't mean 99% of the discussion. Every discussion. We got it. I asked Reverend Al if he was hearing it all the time on our show this past week. He's hearing it as well. So, you know, we often will complain about Republicans who will say one thing about Donald Trump off the air and another on air. Well, let me just say, Democrats off the air will say Joe Biden's too old. Why is he running? On the air, they won't say that. So I commend David for at least raising the question. I mean, my question, of course, Willie, is who can do a better job as president as Joe Biden, and who can beat Donald Trump? I don't see a lot of Democrats out there. I don't see any Democrats out there right now that could do that.
Okay, I think that is simply wrong. I think that there's a big question: what do you do with Kamala? And what you do with Kamala is another question entirely. But leaving her aside, and I don't think she would win in a contested primary. I think that if you have a candidacy by Governor Newsom of California, by Governor Whitmer of Michigan, even by Governor Murphy of New Jersey. No, I don't think Pritzker is a possibility. But yeah, those Democratic governors. The idea that that only Biden, because he's an incumbent with an extraordinarily negative approval rating. And it's been negative his whole term, which doesn't show good news for his side. Biden's returning to Maryland to deliver a major economic address. During the address, he plans to lay out the contrast between Bidenomics, as he proudly calls it, and Republicans' economic policies. The last time he visited, February, when he spoke about the historic investments made in America. He's set to visit Maryland tomorrow on September 14th. Meanwhile, we are set to talk to columnist Matt Lewis a little bit later about filthy rich politicians and elected officers and the whole nexus of big money and political power, which doesn't always work that well in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.